Acts chapter 2, verse 14. Remember the day of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit, and they've seen the outpouring of the Spirit, and people have wondered what's happening. And it says this, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapour of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And I just want us to turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. Ephesians 5 and verse 8. "For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Verse 9. "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." If I began by saying that this morning I was going to speak on the times that we live in, the seasons that we live in, the situation that we find ourselves in, and what is happening, then you might be expecting me to start to share about the things that are going on in the world and how they're pointing to the soon return of the Lord Jesus. And if you were to listen to so many preachers now, that's what they would be doing. They'd be spending time, so much time, talking in detail of all the different things that are happening in the world and showing how it lines up with this and that, and all of those details, and giving some sort of description of all the events in the world and the various technological advances, and looking at all those things. And they would say, "And these are the days that we're living in." But I want us to see things in a different way, because so often we get so consumed with those sort of things, those sort of messages. But there's a different message that I have this morning, and it's still the message of the last days. But it's this message that comes out in Acts chapter 2, the fulfillment of the prophet Joel, which says this, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh." And to say we are still in those days, We are still in the last days of the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Of Him still doing this work of His outpouring so that people are empowered by the Spirit of God to prophesy, to see miracles, to see great things happen, to have dreams, to have visions, and to see that this is still the evidence and the demonstration of the last days, and that those days have not ended. Those days have not ended. And sometimes we're so consumed with what's going on around us, looking around us, seeing all the events that are taking place, that we miss what the Lord has said: in the last days I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. This is what the believer should be consumed with their God and with the outpouring of the Spirit in the last days. This is what is preached, what is prophesied, what is fulfilled. And it's still the last days. And we think of the last days. The problem is in our hearts and in our minds, when we think of the last days, we immediately are taken to these other things that are going around us, the wars and rumours and wars and all of these things. But he says, no, in the last days I will pour out my Spirit. And this is what we need. In these last days, in the last of the last days, you might say, we are in so such need of the outpouring of the Spirit of God. How will we be a testimony in these last days? How will we stand firm? How will we be the voice piece of God? How will we be used of God in the last days? It is only by the outpouring of the Spirit of God. It's only by the fullness of the Spirit of God. And it's us seeing that. And if we lose sight of that, if we lose sight of this as the very provision of God for the people of God in the last days, and if our minds and our hearts are taken away from this, then we lose the very substance, the very gift, the very thing that God has provided for us, that we might be his servants. It's the outpouring of the Spirit of God. And that's what our great need is in these days. The great outpouring of the Spirit of God. We don't need more understanding of the times that we're living in. We're not needing of more understanding of the various things that are happening around the world. We don't need to hear more people talking about those things. What we need is the outpouring of the Spirit of God, so that we are full of the Spirit, so that we are able to speak into people's lives, whether it's the believer or the unbeliever. It's the power of God. It's so that we can do as Peter did and stand up before multitudes and speak with boldness, because we have the Spirit of God. It's what's going to change situations in your life, in all of our lives, and gives us strength. What will enable us to see changes in other people's lives is the Spirit of God. It's not because I understand all the details of what's going on in the world and how these are all leading to the final events that are recorded in Scripture. Yes, we study the Word. Yes, we take consideration of the whole counsel of God. But when our minds are taken up and consumed with these things that so many are, and I know that I can have that tendency. But as soon as I do that, I'm losing sight of what the very provision of God is in the last days. It is the Spirit of God. It's Him saying, will you not be full of the Spirit? Will you not know the fullness of my Spirit, so that you can speak in power and I can speak in power and I can see lives changed and I am equipped for these last days? He says, in these last days, and let me tell you, this outpouring of the Spirit has not finished. It has not finished. And I think sometimes we almost live as if we feel that the outpouring of the Spirit of God has ended. We live as if that is past. We've come. Those even who are so serious are Christians who are zealous for His name. We've become it so easily. We've become people of the Word, and we're earnest about the Word. But we haven't become. We've lost sight of the earnestness of the Spirit. The earnestness that we say we're desperate for the Spirit. We're desperate for the fullness of the Spirit. What is going to cause us to stand firm in the last days? In the last of the last days, we might say. It is the fullness of the Spirit. What's going to enable us to speak with power in the last of the last days? It is going to be the Spirit of God. It's not all the knowledge that I can fill my head with. And all my understanding of the last little detail. No, it will be a person who's full of the Spirit that will be able to be that voice piece of God, the mouthpiece of God, and the voice of God into the situation. And then we see in Ephesians 5, it says, in verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. It tells us that not even to talk about the things that the unbelievers are doing. It tells us clearly these things. And it says in verse 12, for it is a shame even to speak of these things which are done of them in secret. It speaks of this darkness that is around about us, and to see that we are in the days where the days are evil, to understand that. But you see, there are those who will say, well, look at the days that we're living in, they're so evil. But we'll agree with us that the days that we're living in are evil. But you see, it's not enough if you say that the days are evil, but you don't understand how we're to respond, how we're to live in the midst of a day that is evil. If we don't have the right view, if we don't have the right response, it says in these verses, you're now children of light. It says, in verse 14, it says, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. That's what the Lord wants us to do. It's not about saying, coming together and talking about the darkness. Just as we're not here to talk about the details of the end times. And what's going on in the world? In the same way, we're not here to talk about the darkness. We're not here to just come together and say, well, you know, this is happening and that's happening. And have you heard about this? And it's getting worse and worse because the days are evil. Amen. The scripture declares it. And the word in my heart is that the days are evil. But what is the response? It's not to discuss it. It's not to share things that we've heard. But it's to be children of light in the midst of days that are evil. We don't talk about it. We don't talk about the darkness. We don't talk about what's going on and what the people are doing in secret. It's not talking about that. It's saying that this light will manifest the darkness. That's what it will do. And it says that we will show forth that the darkness, we will show forth what they're doing. Not by talking about it, not by speaking about it, but by being light in the midst of a dark world, in the midst of days that are dark. That's how we will reprove what is happening, as it says in verse 11 of Ephesians 5. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. But all things, in verse 13, all things are reproved, that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatever, whatsoever does make manifest is light. That's what will make manifest the darkness. That's what will make manifest. That's what will show sin to be sin and evil to be evil and darkness to be darkness. It will be the people of God shining brightly. That's what will do it. It's not us talking about it. It's us shining brightly. It's us being full of the Spirit of God. And it's to God what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're discussing, what the church has become consumed with. And it seems to me, and I fear that the church has become consumed with the darkness, consumed with the last days. And I'm talking about the church that is serious. I'm talking about the church that is mature. I'm talking about the church that is seeking to do that which is right in God's sight. That is, as it were, seeking to live a life that is submitted to God. And yet, the conversation, the talking, the discussing is about the darkness and about the things that are going on rather than saying, oh, that we would be full of the Spirit. Oh, that we would be the light in the darkness. Oh, that we would be those who are redeeming the time. And then we find in Ephesians 5, it says this, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. This is what the will of the Lord is. This is what his will is. This is what his will for us to be. If we can get hold of this, it says this, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That's his will. It's not for us to be talking about these things, but to be filled with the Spirit. He says, that's my will. It's the days are evil, and I want you to be full of the Spirit. That's the response to the days that are evil for each one of us. The response to the fact that the days are evil, what can we do about it? We might look around and say, what can I do about it? What's happening? What's causing this world to go crazy? And we're asking all these questions. He says, no. I want you to be full of the Spirit. That's what the great call is. And as we go into a new year, it's the great cry, I believe, of God saying, be full of the Spirit. That's the answer. That's the answer to every situation. That's the answer to the situation where you find yourself, whether it be where you live, where you work, everything. The answer is to be full of the Spirit. That's the very single answer to everything, is to be full of the Spirit. So he says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And then we see what we're to talk about. You see, we've just been talking about what we're to talk about, and it says this, speak to yourselves or speak among yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So first of all, he's talking about encouraging one another, talking to one another. I wonder what we are talking about. If we're talking about all these things that are coming, leading to Christ's return, they're all going to happen anyway. We don't have to spend our time talking about it and discussing it. We want to be fixing our eyes on the Lord, being full of the Spirit. That's what it's about. And encouraging one another in the things of God. As it says, speaking to yourself, speaking to each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And then our voices being lifted up to the Lord in praise and adoration. And it's not only the singing, but it's in your heart. It's an overflow of the heart. That's what true worship is. It's an overflow of the heart. We come together and we sing, but it's an overflow of the heart. And that's what should be coming out of our voices. That's what should be, that's what we should be speaking. That's what we should be singing. And not being consumed with these other matters, these other things. And he goes on and he says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Something that we've already heard this morning, an exhortation we've already had. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That giving thanks. Now, is that what we're doing? Are we spending our time? And the overflow of the fullness of the Spirit is giving thanks. Now, if I'm just talking about these other things, if I'm talking about the darkness, if I'm talking about these things that are leading towards Christ's return, and I'm talking about that, and I'm discussing it, and maybe enjoying discussing it, then all that time that I'm doing that with fellow Christians, I'm not spending that time giving thanks to the Lord. I'm not spending that time encouraging that person and seeing them exalted and seeing them encouraged in the things of God and seeing them blessed and speaking together of the things of God. That's what we should be about, and that's what it is. That's part of what is being full of the Spirit. You see, the fullness of the Spirit means that we're going to be consumed with God, not with all these other things, the affairs of men, the affairs of this world. And yet, it seems to me that so often we, and I include myself, there's that being consumed with these things, the things of this world, the things that are of this low level. And yet the Lord wants us to be taken to a higher level where we really are full of the Spirit of God, and so that we can shine brightly, so that we are able to redeem the time, so that we do walk wisely. And when we think about it, it says that it tells us, as it were, what we're to do in order to know this, in order to know this light, in order to know this outpouring of the Spirit. It says in verse 14 of Ephesians 5, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Now you think of what it's like if you're asleep or someone else is asleep. They can't hear. They're not aware of what's going on around them. They're not really discerning the things that are going on. They can't see what's happening. And if something suddenly, if there's a loud bang, they'll wake with a start, but won't know what's caused the bang. There's this lack of awareness. And he says, what I want to do is I want to give you light. I want you to shine brightly. I want you to be full of the Holy Spirit. I want you to truly be empowered by the Spirit. I want you, he says, I want you to know that fullness and that boldness, and that you have those words to speak, that you prophesy, and that you are used of God in ways that you didn't think were possible. I want to do that. I want to fulfill my promise of the outpouring of the Spirit of God into you in a full way. I want to do that, says God. I want to do that. But he says there's something required. He says, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. There is, as it were, a shaking off of that sleep. And the things that have, as it were, consumed our minds and consumed our hearts and caused us to be in a state of slumber, caused us to be in a state of compromise, a state where we've allowed other things to creep in, even things that seem there's nothing wrong with them. Is there anything wrong with coming and talking about what's happening in the world and how it shows what has been prophesied? Is there anything wrong? But if it becomes that thing that consumes us, if we talk about the things of the darkness, well, are we not just pointing out the reality of the evil of the day? Is that not what we're doing? Aren't we just pointing out the dreadfulness of the state of the world? And do we not do that? Do we not do that? And yet, how much time do we spend saying, oh, that we might be full of the Spirit? How much time do we spend urging others and encouraging others and blessing others and strengthening others? How much time do we do that? Are we willing to, as it were, throw off that sleep? Throw off that sleep and awake and come before the Lord and saying, Oh God, I need to be light in a dark place. I need to be full of the Spirit. I need this. I need this more than ever. Not only so that I might stand in these days, but also so that I might be a fulfillment of your promises in these last days. Do you realize that God wants you to be a fulfillment of his promise in the last days? You see, the person who's full of the Spirit is a fulfillment of the promise of God. They're a fulfillment of what God promised, that was prophesied through Joel, was echoed by Peter on the day of Pentecost. And he says, I want each one of you. He wants me to be a fulfillment of that. That in the last days I will pour of my Spirit upon all flesh. And that's what he wants of us. And to see that God has not stopped. As it says in the passage that we read in Acts. And it says, and all, speaking again of the outpouring of the Spirit, and then it says in verse 21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's in the context of the wrath to come. It's in the context of those who cry out for salvation, putting their trust in Jesus Christ, will be saved, delivered from the wrath to come, delivered from God's judgment. And this is still the work of God. We're still in these last days. And it hasn't finished. It hasn't finished that God is pouring out his Spirit. It hasn't finished that people will call on the name of the Lord. It still hasn't finished that people will be saved. It has not finished. But the question is, are we part of that? Are we part of what God is doing in the last days? Are we part of that? Are we part of it in that we will be full of the Spirit of God? Are we part of it because he's pouring out his Spirit on us? Are we part of it because we are the light in a day which is evil? Are we that light? Are we the people that are redeeming the time? Are we the people who have thrown off the sleep? Because we see that's the great need of the hour. And that's the great promise of God. And that's what God wants. And that's God's will. And it's available to all of us. And that, as we enter into a new year, that is the great need. To be full of the Spirit of God. That's the great need. It's to have an overflow of our heart which glorifies God. And let us be mindful of what we speak of, because what we speak of will reflect our hearts. And if we're full of the Spirit, out of our mouths will come thanksgiving, and out of our mouths will come prophecies, and out of our mouths will come exhortations, and out of our mouths will come encouragements, and out of our mouths will come blessings. But you see, if we're not full of the Spirit, then other things come in, and we're attracted by those other things, and they replace the Spirit of God. And you think, well, surely that's not true. But how is it? How is it that you can have preachers who will spend time after time after time talking about the things that are going on in the world, but not talking about Christ, and not talking about the Spirit of God, and not talking about the cross, and not talking about the Father, and not talking about these things? How is it? And then we become part of that, because we've lost sight of just the great need of the hour, that's the Spirit of God. And when we are full of the Spirit, our hearts and our whole gaze will be on Christ. And the amazing thing is this, that as we come and yield ourselves to Christ, Christ, who is the light, then says, you become the light. That's incredible. And the more time we spend in the presence of Jesus, the more we'll reflect him. The more time we spend in the presence of our Saviour, the more light, the brighter light we will shine. And we won't be talking about the darkness. We'll just be shining brightly. We won't be talking about the last days. We will be last days people in power. That will be the difference. It won't be what we talk about. It will be what we are. That's what matters. It matters what we are. And then, because of who we are, then what we speak will be glorifying to God. Amen.